With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From gutters to the landscape, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, big-time Mike McGivern, on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, thanks for joining us. My co-host, kind of special guest. We got a lot of special guests today. He is Tom Mainville. Story Hill Renovations. Thomas, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thanksgiving was good.
Did you eat enough?
Overate. Yeah, you know, the whole routine.
That a boy. So did I. Took a little nap and got up and ate again type stuff.
And the football games weren't even that good this year. I didn't think.
They weren't. That first one was pretty good. But other than that.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you a quick story at Thanksgiving. One of my favorite nieces, Lindsay Ashenden, she lives in a beautiful condo downtown, and she was talking about she's going to remodel her bath, and I told her that we're going to talk about trends, 2018 trends, and I said, I think gray is, and she's like, gray's out. And I said, no, I think it's, and look, I'm just, you know me, I don't know any of this stuff sometimes. And she's like, no, it's this and it's this. And I said, you seem to know a little bit about this. And she said, I do. And I said, why don't you come and do the show with me? And she said, absolutely not. No chance. And then I thought about it, and I called her yesterday morning, and I said, Lindsay, actually, I have Tom Mainville coming in, who is just really fun, and he's going to really roll with all this. I said, one thing we've not talked about is remodels in condos. And can we actually have you come in and talk about it as a consumer, some of the things that you're looking to do? And she said yes, and I was shocked when I got the text that said she was in the parking lot.
And here she is.
Lindsay Ashenden, honey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Hey, let's talk if we can. And Tom, we'll get to Nary stuff later in the show. We're also going to be joined later in the show by Laney and Lexi.
Nice.
A couple of Mainville girls are here, and they're excited. One is very much a rule follower, and one is like, maybe not so much. And we'll talk to them later in the show, and I look forward to that. Hey, Lindsay, you bought the condo when?
About 2 years ago.
And when you bought the condo, did you know at that time that one day you would want to remodel the bath?
Yes. I knew I could live with it for a little bit, but definitely wanted to remodel it in the future.
And when we talked on the phone yesterday, I said, look, do you watch these reality shows and do you watch? And you said, nonstop. That's the channel that I watch nonstop. And I'm wondering, and I ask Nary members all the time, do you think that those shows are good for people in the remodeling business or bad?
Probably good and bad, just because it looks like it's done in about a day.
Right. So consumers walk in going, why can't I get this bath done for $4,000 in 24 hours like it did on the show? But certainly you get a lot of ideas, both good and bad, from shows like that. Do you, when you watch those shows, think, boy, that would look great here, and then put it aside? Or do you take notes and say, okay, now when I want to redo my kitchen or I'm going to redo my bedroom, I can go back and look at some of the things that I saw?
Yeah, so I'll watch the different shows and even, you know, look at pictures on Instagram or Pinterest and tag them so I can come back later and get ideas.
So Lindsay's a young gal, right? Got a beautiful condo. Does this surprise you that this is, like, she is so in tune with this because she's going to do some of this in the future? Times have changed, man. When people would call you and ask you for your advice and ideas, they come to you now with ideas.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of funny because 10 years ago when we were doing this, even though things were changing, you know, we'd have clients bring out like actually 3-ring binders of all these pictures, you know, that this is what we want to do. And now with Houzz and Pinterest and the HGTVs, there's just so much that you can do, even digitally, you know, where you get all these ideas, you kind of tuck them away. And then when you're ready, I think that's the greatest component of HGTV is the ideas again, as Lindsay was saying, you know, from a remodeler's perspective, there are some unrealistic timelines, unrealistic budgets. And it's different, too, because a lot of those shows are geared towards that market. So what's going on in California might not be going on here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And the same thing with pricing and everything else. So,
Lindsay, when you were living on your own, did this stuff interest you?
Yes, I've been watching HGTV for years now.
Really?
Yes.
So this kind of stuff, if you could go back in time and change careers, you work at Manpower. Mm-hmm. Would you? Is that something you'd want to get into?
Probably not, but I like it as a hobby, and I've helped friends, design their condos or their apartments. And
you have?
Yeah.
Is too much information overwhelming for you? Because I'll tell you a story. We redid our kitchen, and Tom knows this. And things were rolling until we had to pick the hardware. I'm not kidding, Lindsay. I thought I was going to end up in a home. There were so many options that it was too much for me. And it was overwhelming. And Terry was like, let's just try to pick five. And I said, how do you pick five? There's four aisles of, and it was too much for me. That doesn't happen with you?
Not really. I kind of know my style. I lean more towards transitional or modern, so I kind of know, you know, the direction I want to go in, but I can see how it can be very overwhelming.
You know, we talked in our pre-show meeting, you and I, and one of the things I've learned from doing this show is you're not thinking about resale at this point. Though this isn't going to be someplace you're going to live the rest of your life, but I was taught during the show that if you're going to stay where you're living for 3 years or more, do it for you. Do it for your comfort. Do it how you want to see it look. You know, all of that rather than the pre-sale. And then we got into aging in place for a minute. And though Lindsay is quite young, doesn't need to think of that.
Right.
But if she's going to redo her bath, wouldn't it be smart to at least have things in place so when she does resell it, if it's to an older couple, she can say, look, this has already been done.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what we do. Anytime we open walls up, I mean, we kind of tell people, even if you don't want to do it now, let's prepare for the future, because you can't, once the walls are closed up, there is no turning back. Then you're doing a full-scale remodel again. So, yes, you know, we always prepare, you know, even if that particular client isn't going to be aging in place anytime soon, like Lindsay, you could still prepare for it for the next person.
Lindsay's first statement was, that's not in my train of thought at all.
Well,
I'm not thinking about that at all. But I don't think she realizes that nobody knows. You can't see it.
Sure.
But it's just there in different parts of the bath or different parts of the bedroom that once she decides to resell it, if it's an older couple, she can say, hey, look, this has already been done if you want to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and as we were speaking before the show, you know, with aging-in-place fixtures now, there are a lot of cool things out there that don't look so, you know, I think when people think aging-in-place, they think institutionalized.
Hospital.
And this
yep.
is going to, you know, this is going to look real bland and boring. And there's a lot of different plumbing fixtures, accessories that you can pick out that are aging-in-place fixtures but don't look anything like what you would consider aging-in-place.
You know, when I came in to do the prep work this morning, I was so hoping to see gray. I was so hoping to see when I looked at Trends 2018 so I could let my little niece here know that I am the home improvement guy, and I was not right. So I was like, oh, man, now I got to tell her. And it's funny because we read the same article, and the article that I printed out for you that we're going to talk about in the second and third segment. But when you talk about some of the trends, and you're asked about trends for 2018, Tom, It gets to Wisconsin a little bit later a lot of times. So we're looking at one from the Las Vegas show that a woman went and blogged, or the Orlando show, excuse me. And she talked about, look, I love doing this, and here are things that are going to be going on. But she may be talking about out west, or maybe talking about down south, correct?
Yep, and that's kind of what we were talking about is I've seen some of these trends that might be for us now. But probably 2-3 years ago, I saw him at the Kitchen and Bath Show. It just takes a while to get to the Midwest. It really does.
And so, Lindsay, somebody like you that does so much research, Will you be a trendsetter? Do you know, will you do, when you redo your bath, will you look at what's hot out west or different countries for that matter that finally make their way here and not be afraid to go that direction?
Probably. One of the trends that was talked about is a navy or darker colors coming back, that it's not so much neutrals anymore. So I would lean towards that, maybe bringing in, a navy or even black vanity, but then offset it with, white quartz or some of the white tiles.
Yep. Totally agree.
I'm getting fired, right? Yeah. One segment in, all of a sudden, let's get back to Lindsay Astor, the Home Improvement Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, does that surprise you that, again, for me, the neutral colors, it's always been that way. And the more I'm looking at some of this stuff, not only with appliances, but in bath, there is so much to choose from now as far as different colors and how much you want it to pop, and then offset it with something a little bit lighter maybe. That seems to be the way to go.
Yeah, using multiple tones. Like she said, with the blues now, we are seeing, like, we've got two kitchens that we just had signed on Wednesday. One's actually doing like a coastal blue island, which is kind of for me, it's a color like, wow, I can't even believe we're going to do this, but it's going to look really cool. And then the tiles that she picked out some cement tiles that have like a floral pattern on it. Really cool stuff. So, you know, for me, I was telling Lindsay before, it's like, you know, I usually get these projects when we're getting ready to start them. So then I'll open up our project binder and I'll look at our pictures and stuff, and I'll be like, wow, I don't know how this is going to work. But that's what a designer does. They pull these different trends and things together. And then when we end up seeing the finished product, it's like, wow, this is really cool.
Hey, Lindsay, can you see that? One of the things that I can't do, if we're going to just paint this wall and they put three colors and say, which one do you want? I cannot envision what it's going to look like until it's done. When Steve comes over and paints a wall for us, until it's literally completely done, I can't see it. Can you visualize stuff prior?
A little bit. Steve did paint my entire condo. One of the colors we did end up changing out, but most of the time, I know the direction I want to go in, whether it's more on the lighter colors, using a different color gray, or maybe going a little bit darker in my powder room bathroom.
Do you take, and Steve's really good at this, where he takes colors from one room and moves it into the next room. You believe in that as well? Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? So he would take like our living room and then into the hall and into the bedroom, everything kind of, in fact, the paint in the hallway is exact paint that he used on one wall in the bedroom, and you couldn't see it. You could not look at that and say that's the same color because of what he has between it. And so how it all just kind of flows, you like that too?
I do. In my condo, I have white in the main room and then different grays, but they're all within the same family.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, let's get to a break. Not so bad, right? You did good. She did not want to come here. I thank you so much, Lindsay Ashenden, for coming. We're going to continue. She's going to spend the entire hour with us. We're going to talk more about trends in 2018 and a couple ideas that... maybe I won't have. Maybe Lainey and Lexi will have. But I got a couple of things that we will talk about. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your question at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Mainville, owner of Story Hill Renovations. Go to storyhillrenovations.com for more information. You can give them a call, 414-841-1694. And again, I want to thank you for being a sponsor of our toy drive. Starts on Monday, and looking at these two young girls on the couch here, I know it's important to all of us. You know, it really is. Everybody's been touched by Children's Hospital. If we can get kids toys when they have to stay there for a couple of days It's the least we can do.
Yeah.
So Story Hill Renovations, in typical fashion of the people over there giving back to the community, they are a sponsor of this year's Toy Drive, and I want to thank them again, Tom, personally. So I appreciate that.
Thank you for extending the invite.
Yeah, you bet. Our special in-studio guest is Lindsay Ashenden. She is my niece. We talked on Thanksgiving about trends, and she told me I was crazy, and she was right. And we're going to talk more about trends here in a minute. But I want to read a letter from a woman that responded to the article that we are going to go into here in a minute. And she says, my home definitely needs an update. I've been searching the internet for ideas. Your website is filled with great ideas and info. While I want to update my mid-90s home to more modern design, I want something that will last more than a few years, especially the big ticket items like floors and cabinets. Can you give me some advice about which trends, wall color, faucets, finishing, flooring, cabinets, etc., you think will last more than a few years? Trends aren't too trendy. Thanks. And the woman says, look, I appreciate this, but you need to take into consideration remodeling to choose items that you love. For instance, Mom loves mint green. She always has. Sometimes it's not so much, but so start here. Choose finishes that are classic like chrome and never go out of style. I think the biggest line is choose items that you love. And you can't get caught up into what's going to be hot in 2019 or 2020 rather than, look, it's kind of trendy now, but I really like it and I'm going to like it in 3 or 4 years. Your thought on that, Lindsay?
I agree. Some of the trends that we're going to be talking about, brass is one of them with the hardware and fixtures. I really like it. And although it may be going out, in a few years, I probably would still like it in a few years. So I think that's important to just pick what you want.
You've always liked brass, right?
So
it makes sense. Whether somebody out east says, look, it's no longer hot, if you like it, stay with it. Look, Steve came over again, and this is a while ago, and we still have these mirror things. And he was like, you gotta get rid of those. And he's right, we do. But it's, we've lived in the same house, and I've been with the same woman for 30 years or 40 years. Or I know Terry's listening. I know how many. It's been a long time. And we should probably get rid of those, but we haven't yet.
Well, what you can do, like the items that Lindsay's talking about, there are certain items within the kitchen where you can swap those out in 5 years. It's not your, I think the things that you do need to look at maybe when you're doing a full-scale kitchen remodel, the cabinets, I would, take careful consideration because those are probably going to last you the time that the kitchen's going to be there, So picking out maybe a classic or a simple door style. Picking out a color that, might be, especially on the perimeter, we're doing a lot where on the perimeter people are kind of staying safe. And then when we do an island, it almost becomes like a furniture piece where that's kind of like your wow factor. You can also do, the tile. There's different things you can do to put your spin on the kitchen. And those things can be swapped out over time versus, some of the bigger ticket items.
When you tweaked your kitchen a little bit with backsplash and some other things, when it was done, was there a wow factor for you? Were you happy with it?
There was, yes. Yeah. So I swapped out my backsplash, put in just a nice white subway tile with a dark
grout.
Thank you, and it made a huge difference. It went much better with my decor. So, the small things really do make an impact.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when people were, I said, look, if people are going to have, they're going to host Christmas, is there still time? And we had another remodeler, and he said, for a full kitchen remodel, there isn't. But we do have time to do a couple of things that will make a difference. Lighting, which is huge. That's one part before I started doing the show, Lizzie, I never took into consideration. It's a huge part of remodeling. Did you have good lighting in your kitchen?
I do. When I moved in, I did a quick swap out of the lights over the island, and that made a difference. Even swapping out the light bulbs, which is a really cost-effective change, that has made a big difference.
And those are all things, like we were just talking about, those are things you can do. You know, you keep a fixture for 5 years. If you don't like it in 5 years, that's an easy thing to fix or swap out.
Right.
You know?
The other part on the cabinets, a lot of people are painting cabinets. And we had an area member in that is starting to specialize color wheel painting, Todd, with that. And he said, look, I didn't know that we were going to become the experts on this, but when people try to just paint them themselves, Lindsay's shaking her head like, oh my goodness, please don't. Really, you shouldn't do that.
Right.
Bring an expert to do that, and you know, that would probably, you'll be much happier at the end. But that seems to be a trend that people are painting rather than redoing and taking out.
Yeah, you can do that, and it's really just comes down to a cost. And I think the only way I would paint cabinets is if the cabinets are actually a good cabinet. You know, you can always paint cabinets, but if the insides, if you don't have the modern amenities, you don't have the nice drawer slides, all that stuff has to be taken into consideration before you want to, you know, decide to paint cabinets.
Hey, the cabinets in your kitchen have all that? The slides and everything?
They do. You know, if I was to redo the cabinets, I would definitely go with a nicer quality. These are more builder grade, but
okay.
You know, for the time being, they definitely work.
Hey, real quick before we get to a break, the first trend is granite is out. What do you think of that?
To be honest with you, we haven't done many granite kitchens in the last 2 years. It seems like everything is quartz.
We've really?
Done a lot of Cambria, a lot of different quartz. Well, you know, and to be honest with you, it's kind of how granite was, you know, when granite first came out, you know, at that time, everyone was doing Corian. So granite was really expensive, you know, but then all of a sudden everyone started doing granite. Well, that price came down. I think quartz is kind of getting the same way where, you know, before it was thought that quartz is like, that's way too expensive. But now there are so many people that are doing quartz that price has come down too, where people are just like, yeah, let's do quartz. And, you know, quartz is a man-made product that you don't have to do a lot to. You know, granite, you still have to seal. You still have to be careful of spills on it. With quartz, I never tell anyone that something is indestructible, because obviously if you take a hammer to it and drop something on it,
right,
things are going to happen.
Sure.
But in terms of the care and maintenance, quartz is the best product out there.
Do you have quartz?
I don't. I have granite.
You do. And so when you see granite is out as the top trend for 2018, how does that make you feel?
Well, when I redo my bathroom, I'll be going probably the quartz route.
Yeah.
And, you know, granite still looks beautiful. What I like about granite is, you know, but now quartz is starting to do it. With granite, you get a lot of the natural waving and graining with it, which is really nice. But quartz is starting, like Cambria, when they do their quartz. I mean, they really do some neat stuff with quartz, you know, for it being a man-made product. But, you know, when you're looking to swap out, you know, granite for quartz, I tell people you really got to look at your cabinets at that point, you know, because you don't want to stick a really high-end product on cabinets that aren't worth sticking it on, you know.
What other than quartz and granite, what are some other options? Anything else hot right now?
Well, so there's a lot of recycled material that's very popular. Also, people are doing concrete countertops, which has kind of been the rage.
Have you done
those?
Last
year, too. We have not done any concrete countertops. So we've actually started to do, in the last couple kitchens, we've always done quartz, but now we're starting to, like, on the ends of islands, or actually a kitchen that we just signed on Wednesday, the whole island is going to be a walnut butcher block, which is really cool.
Wow.
You need a little bit of maintenance there, but at the end of the day, it's a really cool product.
How hard is it to find that?
There's a couple different fabricators that we can get it through. So,
yeah.
And one of the guys where we did a walnut end cut butcher block on the end of an island, we had a cabinet shop here make it, and he actually took every piece of walnut, glued it together. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Man.
Gorgeous.
What do you think of that, Lindsay? Would that be something that would look good in your place?
I like the look of it. Probably not in my place because it is a little bit more modern and industrial, but
there's cool applications. It's really what you put around it, I guess.
Right.
But
wait, when you look at all this, do you envision, and how long do you think you'll stay in a condo?
Probably another 3 to 4 years,
okay,
at least.
And then, so can you imagine you going from, and it's a pretty large condo that you're in, But then you go to a home with an upstairs, downstairs, and all these rooms. You're going to have a lot of fun when you decide to do that. And it might, that maybe will get overwhelming, kind of like the hardware did for me on the kitchens, because you have so much to do.
Right. You know, and I always tell people, especially new homeowners, you go one room at a time, because you're going to get in that house and you're going to want to do 10 different things, but it's really hard to channel.
Well, I love that, you know, she redid her bath or her kitchen a little bit, and now she's moving to the bath, and it's been 2 years, so she does take her time, but I'm looking forward to seeing. Make sure you take pictures of all that.
Oh, I definitely will.
Hey,
so Lindsay, Thanksgiving's at your house next year?
She entertains very well. You know what? I don't know if that many people, but she entertains really well. In fact, my brother John said you should do a second show with her and talk about what a great entertainer that she is as far as bringing people into the home. Number 2 and 3 we'll get to on the other side of the break. Brass is back. And stone sinks. You guys do any of those yet?
We haven't done too many in the stone sinks, no.
Two-tone cabinets and bleached cabinets. Whew. All trends that are not going to hit the McGivern home in 2018. I can tell. Maybe number 5, navy and blue. I think, does that say navy, blue, and gray? I think that's what it says.
He's still trying to push gray.
I like gray, but it's... That was, you know, 5 years ago.
Well, and...
We're still doing some gray.
Thank
but
you.
Like I said, we're
Tom, thank you.
We're starting to incorporate some of the bolder colors, like I said, in the island. You know, even in the appliances. Like we've had someone buy a bright red stove at some point, you know, which kind of was just the focal point. It's their way to put something on it.
In this article, did you look at the pictures that because you read the same article, there was pictures of some cabinets and then some appliances that just, I mean, you want to talk about something that pops, that really pops. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. And trust me, in that last segment, we've got Lainey and Lexi sitting there. We're going to talk to them about how their Thanksgiving was and talk to them about school and make sure they're doing really well in school. The girls, the Mainville girls, are here, and we'll talk to them later in the show. This is the Milwaukee Dairy Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Dairy Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee Dairy Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's giving me all kinds of hand signals. He's Tom Mainville. Story Hill Renovations, storyhillrenovations.com. Hey, before we get back to trends, I've got a question for Lindsay Ashton, who is our special in-studio guest. She is my niece, and she's really well-versed in this stuff, don't you think?
She is.
She's really good.
She's holding out on us for the bumper music.
She is.
I tried to go
old school when she was a little kid, and she said, please don't play NSYNC. Please, I'm begging you, do not play NSYNC. Hey, what's going on over at Milwaukee Dairy?
Not much. We just finished our elections, so we had the elections last week. Chris Egner will be your new Milwaukee Dairy president this coming year.
Do I have to be
exciting.
Nice to him now?
Yeah, he comes in here a lot, doesn't he?
He used to.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, I think... not so much anymore. Now he's president, he will.
Yeah.
Because I'll
have
to treat him with all kinds of respect, which is going to be hard for me.
Yeah, so we have that. We have the WRA Awards coming up January 12th. We'll just skip right over that.
Yeah, because I am not. Hey, Lindsay, they asked me to MC that 1 year. Biggest nightmare ever. And guys still laugh at me about this.
And then we have the Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. That'll be February 15th through the 18th. So. We're already gearing up for that, and that'll be an exciting show for us.
You guys started gearing up for that about a day after last year's show.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love those shows. Yeah. It used to be, Lindsay, people would come to those shows, and they would come with needs. I need this. I need a new roof. I need to get a furnace. I need new windows. And now it's, okay, here's my need list. Now let's talk about what I want. And it's really exciting. Guys in Tom's business are really busy, and I hope that we can continue to keep them busy for a really long time. Quick question before we get back to the trends. When you go to somebody, a friend of yours or an acquaintance that's having an open house, Can you just walk in and enjoy yourself, or do you look around and go, in your mind, ooh, I don't know if I would have done that, and I don't know, because guys in his business can't do it. They go, and they're like, wow, what were they thinking on that one? Does that happen to you?
Maybe a little bit, but that way I can offer, you know, suggestions if they want it, but usually I can just enjoy myself.
Right. It's hard, though. Not for me, because I don't see any of that. I'm just like, hey, do you have little weenies or what? You know, what do you have for an appetizer? And what game are we watching? But somebody who is into this and watches the shows that you watch and has such an eye for it, I think probably has a harder time than a guy like me that, you know, you can say, boy, why would they have gone gray, or why would they have gone with shag carpeting? Isn't that kind of old, right? You look at that?
A little bit, but, you know, to your point earlier, you know, if they like it, then that's really all that matters.
There it is.
There you go.
Hey, let's get to 4 and 5 if we can. Two-tone cabinets and bleached cabinets. Yet another huge trend where two-tone cabinets and bleached wood. Finally, we are getting away from the all-white trend. So if you're about to remodel your kitchen or bathroom, avoid doing it in all-white. You will immediately date your house. There is one of the shows that Terry watches, and she does everything in white. Is it they're from Waco, Texas, and does everything. Every time I watch the show, everything is in white. And so if she reads this and says, look, avoid doing everything in all white, she's going to go, no, I do that, and that's kind of the color I go with. The two-tone cabinets, you've done some of that?
Yeah, like I said, the outer cabinets and then the island being different colors, we've done stuff like that. I would say that we're seeing more trending towards some stained cabinetry now, so maybe some hickory, some more wood detail, so to speak. We're doing some smoked stains, which is kind of like a real dark, not an espresso, because espresso's got more of the browns in it, but this has more of the grays in it. So we're doing, and I know gray's your favorite, so.
Yeah, that's how this whole thing started. That's why I keep bringing it back. She points right at me. I was just.
But no, I mean, we're doing more stuff like that. So, I'm seeing it.
Explain bleached wood to me.
Well, I think what they're kind of trying to get at is kind of like a weathered or washed look, and you can do that with the staining process. So we've got some like weathered oaks that we do for our cabinetry that kind of, it looks a little bit more distressed and not so much like a factory finish, even though it is a factory finish.
Right.
I think that's what they're trying to get at.
Hey, on these trends, too, in this article that both Lindsay and I read, colors are huge, and they talk about navy and they talk about blue, but then they say number 6 color, blue is the top color of the show, but color was indeed everywhere. Cabinets, faucets, appliances, even sinks were anything but traditional, and you're starting to see that now.
Yeah, we are. Like I said, the appliances, we've started to do some different colored appliances, which I think is pretty cool. The backsplashes have just really taken on a world of their own. And we were even talking, although not too much in the kitchen, but I'm getting it more in bathrooms, is the use of wallpaper and some really, really, this is not your grandma's wallpaper anymore.
It's not.
No. So.
When you redo your bath, do you have it already set in your mind what you're going to do? Do you have it on paper yet?
I do not have it on paper, but I've tagged some pictures of designs that I do like. And one of the things we were talking about earlier is really the fixtures on the hardware, you know, whether it's brass or chrome. I really like almost a black hardware. That seems to be one of the trends too.
Would you consider doing a colored sink, or would you consider, is your bathroom going to be more where it pops, or more, is it going to be more traditional colors?
Probably more neutral colors, but I would consider adding color maybe in some of the cabinetry or the vanity area.
Does your bath have a bathtub and a shower?
Right now it does have a combo shower and tub. But there's a lot of unused space, and that's why, you know, I would love to have someone come in and help look at how I could break it up separately to have a shower and tub.
Sure.
What's your feeling on that in a condo? Okay. Condos are hard. We talked about this during the pre-show meeting because it's not like you can just, you know, bring 20 guys in and you're going to be up and down in an elevator quite a bit. What floor do you live on,
Lindsay? I'm on the fourth.
On the fourth floor.
Not so bad, but you're still dealing with an elevator parking. Depends how the building was built too. Like, so with what Lindsay's talking about, like we did a similar bathroom at the Landmark on the Lake. Well, we're on the 19th floor, and then all of the floors between the floors are obviously concrete. So you actually have to bust into the concrete to get drainage for a shower, and which means you have to have a specialist come in and take x-rays of the floor to see if there's any water pipes underneath the floor so that you don't hit them when you're doing the demo. It's a different animal. It really is. But it's not to say that it can't be done. It's just it does cost more to do work in condo buildings, especially downtown.
That doesn't surprise you. You knew that, right? Kind of.
I figured it would be a little bit more just with the time of bringing all the
and parking and logistics and whatnot, you know. And she's in a relatively newer building, so it might not be as challenging. You know, sometimes, you know, as these buildings are put up, there's a little more thought into, okay, what's the next guy going to have to do here versus, you know, a building that's 30, 40 years old where they didn't, you know, this is it. This is the floor plan. We're putting it in. Right. We're not worrying about, you know, the guy 30 years down the road.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
That's exactly how we did it.
Right.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of break, we'll continue. We've only got a couple more trends to talk about, and then I'm gonna ask you guys to leave, and I'm gonna bring Lainey and Lexi up for the last minute or two just to talk to the Mainville girls and thank them for coming in. They had a good time looking at the KISS studio and
the Mix studio,
and these are really nice. You know, Tom, I always say that I want to know what my kids were like when they couldn't smell my cologne. You know, when I'm not around, well, I took them around the building, and you did a fine job. These are really nice young girls. You bet. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things.
The bumper music you get when you ask the Mainville girls, Lainey and Lexi. She said, I don't know who the band is, but the name of the song is Thunder, Imagine Dragons, right? There you go. I'm all about the music here. Lindsay's looking at me and laughing. Tom Mainville is my co-host, our special in-studio guest. She is my niece, Lindsay Ashenden. We've been talking about trends. She's having a bathroom done here in 2018. Do you have a timeline, by the way?
Probably thinking around February or March.
Yeah, now would be the time to talk to people and get it lined up.
Yeah,
because
you want to start investigating now. Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And talking to guys like you because that's... You know, some of you guys are 4, 5, 6 months out on some projects.
Correct.
So,
yeah, now on the bigger ones.
Yeah. Would this be considered a bigger one or a small one?
You know, it really depends on what she wants to do. You know, when you're talking about taking a shower over tub and converting it to two separate spaces, sometimes that takes a little more. So,
hey guys,
with the building.
The last two, because the last minute or so, we're going to talk to Lainey and Lexi real quick. But the last two on here are doors. Boring builder grade doors are out. If you want your home to stand out with detail, start with amazing doors. Doors are very important. When you talk about doors in somebody's house, I think curb appeal on the doors, first of all, are huge. But inside, people are really going with a lot of different doors that they're seeing on some of these shows that we've talked about.
Yeah, there's a ton of different door styles out there. There's different ways where you can actually install the door. You know, a lot of you can do the barn door style doors that just slide to the side. Pocket doors are really great for saving space in small areas. You know, we do some of that stuff in a bathroom that might only be a 5x8 bathroom where, you know, once you swing the door into the bathroom, you're taking half the bathroom. Now
right.
You're converting it to a pocket door and making the bathroom seem a little bigger.
Do you have many doors in your condo?
I do. Specifically for the bathroom, right now the vanity area is open to the bedroom. So with the remodel, I would want to enclose it. And I've been thinking about putting in more of a barn door or sliding door.
Sure, sure. Yep.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the look on it, by the way. The other part, number 8, subway tile is out. And we had that discussion because I know you just did subway tile in your condo. And Tom, you jumped on that. You said, hold on a second.
Yeah.
There's so many different textures and colors and patterns. And
right, exactly. There's natural stone. There's different size tiles. You know, you don't have to do the 3x6. You can do a 4x16. There's so many different ways to do it. And like Lindsay said, too, with changing up the grout and making it a little bolder, things like that, subway tile, in my opinion, is always going to be in.
Hey, guys, so. I can't thank you enough. Lindsay, thank you. I really appreciate you coming in, and you did great. And I know you were like, wow, this went a lot quicker than I thought. You're invited back anytime because you have a really good eye on this thing, and I appreciate first of all, I like spending time with you. So thank you very much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a great time.
You bet. Anytime that you have questions about this stuff now, you know who to call, right?
Tom.
No. Ouch, man. That one hurt. Girls, you're going to come up to the microphone. Tom, thanks a lot. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Mike.
Yeah, I hope to see you next week at the Toy Drive again. Story Hill Renovations, one of the sponsors of this year's Toy Drive to benefit Children's Hospital. And I want to thank the guys at Story Hill. You can go to storyhillrenovations.com for more information or give them a call at 414-841-1694. So for the last four or five times that Tom has come on, I said, why don't you get your girls up, wake them up, and bring them in? And he said, you know what, one of these times I'm going to do it. We're now joined by Lainey and Lexi. They are the girls, the Mainville girls. Lainey, who picked that song, and Lexi liked the song. Lainey, thank you for coming in. What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And where do you go to school?
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah? Are you good in school? Good student?
Yes.
Yeah. Lexi? Thank you for coming in. What grade are you in?
I'm in third grade.
And what grade, what school, did you go to the same school?
Same school, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, so do you guys see each other then every day at school? And I'm sure you're hugging and saying hello and not so much? No, ladies like absolutely not. Do you like sports?
Yes, I play softball and basketball.
Really? Which one do you like better?
They're both so cool. I don't know.
I'm a basketball coach. Say basketball.
Basketball.
Thank you very much. Do you play, are you sports too?
Yes.
What do you play?
I play basketball, baseball, gymnastics.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. That's awesome. You guys had a good Thanksgiving. Are you excited for Christmas?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what? Your dad is so good when he comes in here, and he's really a good guy. He loves you guys a lot. He talks about you a lot and how proud he is of you guys. So thanks a lot. It's so nice to meet you, and thanks for coming in. Make sure that I remember to send those pictures. All right, I'll send them to your dad.
Okay.
See you, girls. Okay. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.